My name is Veronica Conway. I want to welcome you to a conversation in Smart Soulful Selling. These are a series of interviews and case studies that I like to share with people in the world so that we can really begin to understand for your life and your business what some of the underlying principles are for success. Right, they say success leaves clues, and that there's always a recipe or a set of strategies that we engage in to create our success. And so today we're going to have a really fun interview with one of my clients, Jennifer Benson, and I'm going to let her introduce herself and her business in just a moment. But what I want you to do, if you're listening to this, is I want you to get out a pen and a piece of paper. Because I think that you should always take notes, gather information. When you're hearing an interview with someone that has sort of underlying keys to success that may be relevant to your life, your business, so go ahead and gather pen and paper and be sure and take some notes. Well, welcome, Jennifer. I'm so excited to have you here today. I know you've been traveling and been on the road, so thank you for taking time out to be here with me today.
Thank you, Veronica. Yes, I'm happy to be here with you today.
Yeah, so say a little bit about your business, where you are, the name of your business, your website, and just say a little bit about it.
My name is Jennifer Vincent. I am from the beautiful state of Hawaii. I live in Honolulu, Waikiki. Oh. My business, yeah. I'm a licensed real estate broker here in Hawaii. My business is selling real estate, and you know, I got started in 2003 and here in Hawaii. I love it, and so it's great. Now, the name of my website is StopPayingRentHI.com, which means Stop Paying Rent right. Hawaii.
right. It must be amazing to, because, you know, Hawaii is paradise, right? So it must be, and it's probably a great market to sell in. I'm sure there's a lot of money to be made. So how do you like being there? How do you like doing this business in Hawaii? Seems like it would be
fun.
Well,
you know, I love it. It is a great market. You know, our average price point for a single family home is about $600,000. So, you know, that makes the market very lucrative. So, you know, you can sell as much as you want to, and you can live a pretty comfortable life here.
Yeah, no, I get that. So wonderful. So talk a little bit about, you and I met a while back, and I would say, you know, last fall, and you were referred to me by another client that's also in the real estate business, and
yes.
We kind of got together. You know, I kind of fell in love with Jennifer. I loved her spirit and her story and just kind of where she was in her process. And she needed some help in her business. She was feeling a little bit stuck. So do you want to just say a little bit about where you were when we met? Where were you sort of in your business? Where were you sort of personally? Like, what were the factors that led to kind of our work together that you wanted to get some change or some shift around?
Yeah. Well, to be honest with you, Veronica, when I met you, I was a mess. I mean, you know, my spiritually, you know, financially, you know, in my business, I mean, I was just stuck. You know, I had shut down. I had a series of personal things that just hit me one behind the other, and it just left me, you know, stuck. I wasn't motivated. You know, I was clinically depressed. And I really didn't know where to go. And I know you had called me like a couple of times, and I basically was running from you. You know, because that's, you know, that's what it was. I mean, I was running from everything and everybody because it just was just, you know, I was just in a clinical depression at that particular time. But,
yes.
You know.
And I think the important thing that I want the listeners that are listening to know about that is thank you for being so candid about that, because, you know, we often think that, you know, being in business or being in Hawaii or whatever, like it all looks good on the outside for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, everybody's living the perfect life and nobody ever goes through anything. And the truth is, the reality is that we all go through different painful experiences in our life that really shut us down. And there's no shame in that game. Like, we all have wounding that sets us down and kind of, you know, converges at different points in our life. So, you know, and we hide and we run and we think we're alone and we isolate all of these things. And so just the fact that you were willing to acknowledge that and ask for help is, I think, a really powerful thing, right? Because you had to ask for help. You had to get some help to get out of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I knew I needed help, but I wasn't ready, you know, to get that help. Well, now, you know, looking back on it, you know, I didn't know how to get the help, you know what I mean, because I was totally shut down. I mean, the life series of things that happened to me, you know, it was just a culmination of from when I was a little girl, you know what I mean, and it just stopped me in my tracks and said, okay, you know, as we discovered, you know, the little girl inside of me, Jenny, you know, she said, enough, I'm not taking one step further, and when she shut down, it was just like, you know, I didn't know what to do, and then I didn't know how to get in touch with her, and I thank you because you helped me get in touch with that inner little girl inside of me that was saying, hey, I need some spiritual healing, I need, you know, I need to be acknowledged, and I need to be heard, you know.
Yeah, it's amazing. We don't, I always say to entrepreneurs, you know, there really is an inner five-year-old running your business, and the sooner you own that and get clear about that, the healthier you will be, and the healthier your business will be. Because when that wounded one, that one that has never really resolved, been, you know, itself, been reconciled, been heard, end up sabotaging. Inner child that's totally sabotaging our business, and we don't even know what's going on. We just know that we're sort of paralyzed and we're stuck. We have no idea that this is what is actually happening and that this can have such a profound impact, right? Like, you didn't think that your inner child was the one that was stopping you from being effective in your business, right? That nobody
right? Right, yeah, nobody thinks that. Like, what are you talking about? It's like, okay, yeah, you know, but, you know, me being the oldest child and having a responsibility from almost the beginning of my life, you know, and just, you know, always putting everybody first and not thinking about me first and understanding that if I don't take care of me, I can't take care of anybody else. You know, I knew that on the outside, but, you know, just my upbringing and, you know, what was expected of me didn't allow me to take care of me. You know, it was always everybody else, you know.
Right.
And I felt like, at that time, I felt like if I'm taking care of everybody else, I'm good. But when it got to the point where I couldn't handle it anymore and I isolated myself, to the fact that, you know, I wasn't doing anything in my business. I was just doing the perfunctionary things, you know, what I had to do. And even that was difficult, you know. I knew that I had to make a change.
Yeah, when we hit that wall, that can be really profound. And so there's a couple of underlying principles that you're really pointing to that I want to kind of highlight for people, and that is, you know, this sacrificial leadership thing, and we get guilt put into this a lot in our lives. I talk to a lot of people, especially women, that end up being in the caretaker role, but end up taking care of everyone but themselves. And it's so embedded in our culture, it's so embedded in our familial communication that we end up living out this role, and we don't understand how taxing it is, how self-sacrificing it is, the prices that we pay to live in sacrificial leadership, and you know, and how it eventually ends up draining us. So that's one piece of it, is this sacrificial leadership role that many of us are in but don't know we're in. Again, many of these things, so much of my work with entrepreneurs is about naming the invisible. You don't know this is happening. It's just the water in which you swim, because it's the brain that you've been operating from, and unless you have someone that can kind of point out to you this is happening in your brain, it's happening environmentally for you, you don't really see it. You don't see that you're in sacrifice and the price that you're paying for that. You notice that. The other underlying principle that I think Jennifer is articulating quite beautifully is how these patterns build over time, right? Mm-hmm. So we oftentimes, if I'm working with someone right now who's 22 years old who has some difficulties and some challenges, and I'm so glad that she's getting the help now, because what happens is we get these subconscious patterns that are where we sabotage, or we sacrifice, or we mm-hmm. over or under, or whatever the pattern is, but they become more and more consequential as we get older if those patterns remain unchecked, because there's more at stake. There's mortgages and families and people that we're responsible
right.
for and me and businesses. The patterns mm-hmm. become more and more consequential the older that we get. So if we don't break these patterns at some point, they just keep kind of coming in and blowing up our lives, and then we're left for roadkill, and we wonder why, and then it comes in the next time, and right, and we wonder what
right.
the hell is going on. But if you don't go in and interrupt that cycle, and a lot of times, like you don't even know it exists, right, Jennifer? I mean,
right.
you didn't know it existed, right?
Right. I didn't know it existed. I just, you know, was doing what I was doing. Like you said, you're swimming in this water that has always surrounded you, and you think you're doing well, you know, because everybody on the outside is saying, oh, you're doing good, you look good, you know, you drive a nice car, you know, you got a nice house, you know, you make a lot of money, and on the inside you're like, I'm a mess.
Right.
You know?
right.
If they only really knew.
And there's even a burden to carrying that mess mask, right? It's the burden
yes.
for having to try to, like, at first you try to show up like, oh, okay, I guess I am okay. And then it's like, you know what? No, I'm not okay.
right. Yeah, you're like, no, I'm not okay. But, you know, of course you got to keep up the appearances, because it's connected to your business, because you think if anybody thinks that, you know, you're not on point, then, you know, it's going to affect your business, because why would somebody want to work with somebody that's a mess? You know,
right.
it's like, okay, you can't help me. I'm a mess too. Right? So,
right.
you got to keep up the appearances, you know.
Right.
But I just did the bare minimal, you know. I was very fortunate that I do live in a market where, I mean, if I sell 2 or 3 houses a year, you know, I can make, you know, a good amount of money and still, you know, not, you know, have to suffer financially, but then my potential was so great to make so much more money, you know what I mean? And I didn't even have the motivation to do that.
Right. We think that we're always going to be motivated just to make money just because we can, and when we get these kind of emotional walls, that's not even a good enough reason, right? Like, it's not even really a good enough reason, because if you can't find your mojo to do it, you just can't find it.
Yeah, you just can't find it. And I could not find it without your help. I mean, you know, I went to, you know, before I you know, we started, you know, talking, I went to a psychologist, and, you know, I got medication. And I'm like, I don't want to be on medication all my life. I don't even know if it's helping. You know what I mean? You know, you just take a pill every day, and you're supposed to be, I called it my happy pill. And, you know, I guess it kept me from killing myself. I don't know, because I don't know what else it would have done. But, you know, it was just like, you know, once I connected to you and you were able to take me on a journey back to where it began. And for the work that we did, where it took me back to my childhood, and I look at those abandonment issues that I had, and, you know, not feeling good about myself even from before I can even speak, because I was expected to do so many things that I didn't even have the knowledge or the guidance to do. It was just expected of me, and, you know, I lived this whole life of fake it till you make it. You know, and I was fortunate enough that I was intelligent enough, and I had that in me that I could just kind of like hold on, you know what I mean? Okay, you know, figure it out, teach myself, you know what I mean? But there was no basic formal training. I mean, you know, my mother, she was a single parent. She was working class. We always had what we needed, but she relied heavily on me to take care of my siblings, you know. And for the things that weren't done right, I got blamed for, and I had to take the responsibility. And, you know, it, at an early age, you know, I escaped from that, but I fell into the trap of wrong places, wrong people, you know, and it took me on a path that was very detrimental, you know, drug abuse and, you know, different types of things. But because of my personality and who I was always able to hide that and still be the shining person that, you know, everybody can look at from the outside and say, oh, Jennifer, she's this, she's smart, she's, you know what I mean? But inside, I was like, help, you know. And I thought a lot of things. I thought, you know, religion and, you know, different outlets, you know, just trying to find myself. I mean, you know, I've been a Muslim, I've been a Mormon, you know, I've been a Christian, you know. And, you know, just trying to find who I was. And really now I just understand that I'm a spiritual being, you know, and I have a connection to God. And through that spirituality, you know, I can do and be anything that I want to be, but it started with the healing. And I thank you, Verona, because you started me on that path to healing, understanding who I was, what I wanted to be, and where I'm going now.
Oh, yeah, no, it's so my honor, and it's such an important distinction that I think you're kind of pointing to. You know, you're a seeker, and you know, you develop resilience muscles because you have to out of your own survival, and that's the way that you cope with whatever life has thrown at you. But there's also this piece about where the resilience almost, I don't know, it's like at some point we've got to sort of put resilience down and go inside and investigate the truth. The other thing is that people often come to me and they say, well, I want this result because I want to make so much money, right? But it really is such an insecure job, because until we go inside and really discover what it is that's blocking us, the inner conflicts, the limiting beliefs, the wounding of the inner child that's holding us back, those are the keys sometimes to having more business. We think it's all things we have to do, and sometimes it is, but a lot of times it's deleting the things that we're not, right? People think, are you going to add things to me in the coaching? No, I'm going to actually delete what you're not, so that there's more of you available to do what you're capable of doing. It's really an inside-out job, right? So what were some of the distinctions that you got that allowed you to begin to make the transformation? Because you shifted over in your business pretty quickly and really got back up and got back in motion again, got some systems happening again. So what were some of the, what were some of the key distinctions that you got that allowed you to shift, right, to turn your business and your thinking around? What was that for you?
Well, for me, it pretty much was looking at my past and what happened to me when I was a small child, and then understanding that it was not my fault. And the healing really began there. You showed me, you know, you deleted a lot of things that I was carrying, and you made me realize that, you know what, this is what happened to you. This is not what you made happen.
Right.
And for me, when I started looking at putting Jennifer first and not always compromising, that was huge, because I didn't know how to do that. You know, I didn't know how not to compromise. Because it was in my DNA to compromise. You know, it was because from a young child, it was always, you know, my mother, she was a working mother. She worked for the telephone company. She had a good job, but she had four children to take care of. And it was always, because I was older, she would come to me and say, Jennifer, can you wait? I've got to get your sister and brother's shoes. Jennifer, can you do this and not? You know, it was always that. So it was in my DNA, and I was, like you said, I was sabotaging myself, and I really didn't even know it, because I just expected that this is what I'm supposed to do. You know, everybody in the family always comes to me. They need money. You know, they need this. You know, they need that. You know, but then I realized there was nobody that I could go to that I can get anything from, or there was nobody that I could allow myself to go to that could actually help me. So for a very long time, I was just by myself, you know, doing what the best that I can do to try to hold everything down because, one, everybody was coming to me, and two, the people that I could actually go to, I would not allow myself to go to. But one day I realized that, you know what, God puts these people in your life for a certain reason. And if you do not reach out to those people, then that's on you because God has placed them there for your purpose and his purpose. Okay? And I realized that, but it really still took me a long time to believe it. And so when I think about my belief system was really all jacked up. Even though I knew these things, I didn't believe them. You know? And so when I became, when I started believing them and just working with you and understanding that I deserve these things because I have given so much and I have sacrificed so much and, you know, why don't I deserve the best that I give out? I give out the best, so why shouldn't I deserve the best, and why shouldn't there be people in my life that I can receive it from?
Yes, yeah. Isn't that powerful to be on, you know, to be, finally be a receiver, right, when you've been over, when you've been giving your whole life, like, finally to get to receive, and what that feels like, and to allow, and to, and it's true, it really, and when you start to really have this experience, you know, it can start to put some deeper vividness even to your spiritual practice, right? Because it's the embodiment of that. It's the embodiment of ask and you shall receive. It's the embodiment of the principles that we learn, but that we sometimes don't integrate because we have to have an experience, like of receiving and all of that to really get it at a deeper level. So that's very powerful. So putting you first and learning how to receive and knowing that you deserve and find, you know, allowing your worthiness and all of that shifting internally, how did that shift your business? Like, right, like those are, people think of those as like the soft things, but how did that end up having a material effect on your business?
Well, you know, I had a hard time picking up the phone. And I really believe that that was because I didn't believe that I deserved to get the right response. Or I was afraid that I was going to get the wrong response. But when I started believing that I deserve it, these are people, these are my warm market, these are people that know me, these are people that I have, you know, either assisted, whether it was spiritually, financially, verbally, you know, I realized that I had the power to pick up the phone and I had the power to ask. Because the Bible clearly states, if you don't ask, you don't receive. A fed, fed mouth, a closed mouth does not get fed. Okay,
right.
And so I had to go and I had to talk to myself and I had to talk to Jenny and say, okay, Jenny, let's pick up the phone, let's call this such a person, and let's ask. And you know what? If they say no, it's okay. Because all the no's were shutting me down.
Yeah, and the prospect of no and all of that. And just the,
you know, I would sabotage myself before I even got on the phone. I would have the answer, what it told me no, and, you know, and it just this whole scenario of, you know, and I just would defeat myself. But, I mean, since, you know, I've been working with you and you helped me and I've been working on myself, you know, I don't have a problem picking up the phone and talking with somebody. I mean, since then, I've got a brand new agent who I've been working with. You know, I'm working on, you know, moving towards having my own brokerage right now. I am working with another broker who's been very, you know, helpful in allowing me to do my thing and run my business as I see fit. But just stepping outside my comfort zone, because I have the confidence now to know, hey, I deserve this, you know, and, you know, I'm a good person, and I'm only here to help you, You know?
Yeah.
You know, because on the other side of me giving, that, you know, that's in my DNA is, you know, I'm here to help you. I'm not looking for it financially because I believe that if I help you, the finances will come. That is the result of what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. You know.
Absolutely.
You know, so
you get to make money doing who you are and what you love and how you serve anyway, right? It's just that
exactly.
It's all connected now, right?
Right?
Like you do it anyway. You give and you serve. Now it's like connected and it's reciprocal and you get to receive and in exchange, right? It all goes together now.
Right, exactly. It all goes together. And, you know, I have other businesses that I'm working with. I've been a lot more proactive in those businesses. And, you know, it's just been a very enlightening for me. I mean, you've helped me a great deal. And that's what I needed, and I was running, not only from you, from a whole lot of other things, but it was like when I got to the point where I could not move, like I remember I was telling you, I couldn't leave my house, it was just, I mean, and because, you work from home, you can, because I have my own business, so I didn't even have to leave my house. I just isolated myself, and I just did the bare minimum. I did what people expected me to be. I answered the phone. I sent an email. I did that, but I didn't do anything extra. Whatever fell into my lap, I worked, and I just did the bare minimum.
And then you got some real momentum because I think I remember, I don't know what the numbers are today in terms of how they panned out, but I think because one of the things that I find is that when we go in and we, kind of deconstruct some of these wounds that we have, that people have this surge of energy, they have this lift, they have this jumpstart that kind of, and they start getting momentum. They just start flowing towards their goals. It's not even this big effortful thing where you have to brace yourself and force yourself. You begin to flow towards your outcome. So you got some momentum pretty quickly, right? The last part of last year, right?
Can you say a little bit about
some broad numbers about what you created in that first quarter once you kind of got clarified and got moving?
Well, I opened several escrows after that.
Mm-hmm.
I hired on a new agent.
Uh-huh.
So, and then in my other business, I became a little bit more proactive, not letting them just sit there and be dormant, They were potential income earners. And as you know, I work with your other client. She just made national director in a very lucrative company. That we worked together with, and that was a momentum for me as well, just to see, because I knew her when, from the very beginning, and I mean, she's a millionaire now, and we started at the same time. She's a millionaire through the company, So I'm like, Jennifer, get off your butt, what are you doing, looking towards my mentors and, those people that can help me and that are there to support me and just being open, it just was like a shift for me because then, when I got my 1099 and I realized that I made over $100,000 and I was a mess and I didn't really even do anything last year, And I was like, okay. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, in the last quarter when we were talking, I mean, I had $50,000 on the table, that was going to close. And I'm like, that was at the beginning of the year. I mean, it's like, Jennifer, come on, what are you doing? And just looking at my life, I don't have any retirement, all of these things that, okay, Jennifer, I'm 54 years old, and I'm going to be 55 next month. I'm very fortunate. I'm very blessed. Not anything to me, but God is, I have youth. So I might not live tomorrow, but, I have to plan for what I want in my life. And I realize that instead of letting life happen to me, I have to make life happen.
Mm. And you can design it. You can design your life. You can design your business. You can design how much money you want to have. You can design
exactly,
how you want to create, right? You don't have to react to life. You can actually proact and design and create.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you really can experience it. Because you once you decide, you're very powerful. Like, right? I've seen you just get up and, like, make it so, right? Make a lot of things happen.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, because that was always in me. I was born with that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it was beat down because I had, it was so many other things that just piled on top of it. So, you know, I was born with the skills and, you know, even remember my uncle said to me, he said this to me fairly recently, this was my mother's brother, and he said, when you was a little girl, he was like, you were just something else. We just knew you was going to be something special. We didn't know what it was, but we just knew. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, coming from him, you know what I mean, who's watched me, you know, my whole entire life, you know, that was a compliment, you know. And I was like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It was always there. But, you know, just all of this other stuff got piled on top of it. You know, and it was more like, okay, I know that I can do it, but now I don't have the energy to do it. You know what I'm saying? Because I've done so many things, and it's like, you know. But with the work that we've done and the work that I've done on myself, you know, just kind of just, you know, weighing through all of that and pushing it all aside and everything, it's like, okay, you know, even a friend of mine, I talked to him the other day, and they were like, wow, you really sound, you know, you sound different. What's going on with you? You know, I was like, you know, I'm just working on myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? just knowing that, you know, I have the potential not only to change my life, but to change other people's lives if I work on who I am.
Yes.
You
it's
know,
always
and that's
an
powerful
inside out job. Yeah, always inside out job. It's always inside out. So that's amazing, and I'm so proud of you, and I'm so happy for you. And you know, if you think about it, from like like you said, I was a mess, right? To having, I would call your case study from mess to momentum, right? You were like,
I love it.
I can't think, I can't do right. And then it's like, and then you have total momentum, right? You got lift, you got traction, and it's, again, it's not the way sometimes that we think it is. We think it's, we're going to just get up and will ourselves through it, and it really, sometimes it's not that. When we're kind of in a mess and we're stuck, it's really that we have to go in and bring to peace the things that have haunted us in a certain way, the patterns that have haunted us in our lives, and we have to let go of the conflicts that are keeping us jammed up. And it's more of a letting go of than it is anything. And then you're free to flow towards your momentum, right? That's what I think it's what you, like you're free to flow towards momentum. It doesn't take extra energy. You end up having the energy, right? Is that how you felt? Was that your experience?
Yeah, it doesn't take extra. It's just me just being me, you know, and you know, believing in me and not letting the doubts and the fear control me. Just, you know, just feeling the fear and doing it anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because the fear is good if you do not let it paralyze you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
because the fear takes you to the next level, because once you step out and you conquer that fear, it gives you more confidence.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
no, it's great.
And so that was the problem that I had. I was allowing the fear to paralyze me. I was coming up with all these scenarios, and I already knew they were going to say no before, and then I decided not to call them because I knew they were going to say no.
Right. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. We see the future with dread sometimes. We view it with dread, like, oh, that's not going to work. Or we do people thinking for them in terms of what's in their wallet or what they're going to say. And there's all these scenarios that takes all this energy to be thinking all these thoughts, right, when we could just be acting, right?
Exactly. We just be acting because, you know, the bottom line is that if you ask and they say no, It doesn't mean it's no forever. It just means it's
right.
no today.
Right. Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
And you can finish the conversation with, well, you know, just think about it, you know, in the future, or if you know somebody that needs my help, please remember me. And you leave the door open
yeah.
for that, and you keep talking mm-hmm. about whatever, the kids, the dog, or, you know, how's the job going, you know, or, you mm-hmm. know, just let them know that you're available for their help, because they might not need your help now. But down
right.
the line, they may
right.
need your help, you know, so you
right.
see, you, but if you never call them, and then when they go and list with somebody else, and they're like, oh, I forgot you were an agent, or, oh, you know, I hadn't heard from you in such a long time, you know. And then you're, like,
right.
kicking yourself, like, why didn't I just pick up the phone and say hi?
Right, 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 yeah.
You know, and
no,
just
that's...
let them know, hey, I'm still on an island. This is what I hear a lot of times. Oh, I thought you left the island. No, I've been here.
Right.
You know? So, you know, it's just picking up the phone and saying, hey, I'm still here. How are you doing? You know, and when I think about it in those terms, it really is a lot easier.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. So it takes all that pressure off, right? Just it's like
right.
it's really
it takes all the pressure
it can be social. It sort of aligns with your nature, right, because you're social anyway. And so it just
mm-hmm.
you can, you know, flow inside of who you are already and just, right, and keep it, by keeping it in right perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So I love it. So anything that you would say to anyone that's listening that, you know, may be stuck, maybe feel like they're a mess, maybe feel like they are isolating and can't get up and move and don't know why and need to improve their business, anything that you, any words of advice that you'd give them about either, you know, doing this kind of work or what they need, what you would do, you know, to, like what you would tell yourself if you were talking to yourself back then, right, when you felt like a mess. Any advice that you have as we bring this to completion today?
Hire Veronica.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, because for me, really, that's where it started. I mean, you know, there's some people that probably can, you know, pull themselves up by the bootstraps, but where I was at, I could not.
Mm-hmm.
I just could not. I had a series of things that just really totaled me, just, you know,
mm-hmm.
family things that happened
mm-hmm.
in the family, and it was
mm-hmm.
just the cherry on the ice cream cone for me
yeah.
when I it just set me down. I could not move. I could, and I say this, I could not move spiritually. My spirit would not allow me to move. I could
yeah.
not function. I could just, I was like a walking zombie. So for me, that is the only thing I can say. Hi, Veronica.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, get some kind of help, but I don't know about any
mm-hmm.
other help because I've sought other help. I've went to psychologists. I've done the medication. I mean, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, you really helped me in terms of taking me back because you understand that it's just not a topical thing. You took me back
oh.
to my childhood. You took me back to before I was born.
Yeah.
And you allowed me to see some things in the spirit that I could actually
yeah.
see coming through my birth canal and where I came out and where I ended up and where my life followed after that. And for me,
yeah.
that it was truly a gift because I was aware of that spiritually. I had that kind of sense, but you took me back to where I realized that, okay, yes, this happened to me. This was not my fault. And this is before I even came into the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
huge.
I would just say, call Veronica. And I will end it with that.
All right. So awesome. Thank you so much. It's been such an honor to work with you. And
yes.
Tell them again your website is if they want to find you.
Okay. So my website is StopPayingRentHI.com,
mm-hmm.
which is basically Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
but it's StopPayingRentHI.com,
yeah.
and that's my website, and you can find me there, you can contact me through there, or if you want to buy a house in Hawaii, I'll be happy
yeah.
to accommodate you.
We all want to buy a house in Hawaii. Everyone go and buy a house in Hawaii from Jennifer.
Yes, or if you just want a rental, I do property managers. property management
awesome.
As well.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Or if you just need want to come to the island, I do Airbnb and I do vacation rentals. So just hit me up.
Yes, and Hawaii is so beautiful. I was there in November, and it's so
yes,
beautiful.
And I'm
so,
sorry I missed
yes.
you. Yeah.
I know. Definitely look Miss Jennifer up. You heard her. If you think that you want to, if what you've heard has impacted you today, and you know that you're kind of stuck, and you know that it's your life feels like a mess, and you know you need some momentum, and you can't quite figure out how to get there. Right? We often can't see our own path about how to get there. This tends to be invisible to us. Then reach out. You can reach out to me at Veronica@veronicaconway.com, and we can set up some time to have a conversation, just a free conversation, and we can just get clear about what the issues are. You might be surprised if that conversation can be highly clarifying and you can get some real insight into the ways that you're operating. So, Jennifer, I want to thank you so much for being here with us today and
yes.
for sharing your story and for being so candid. This is Veronica Conway, The Conversation in Smart Soulful Selling, and we are signing off for now.